Okay, this is James Newberry, and I'm here with Ms. Dorothy Johnson on Wednesday, February 12th, 2020, at her home in Marietta, Georgia. And Ms. Johnson, I want to thank you for sitting down with me. Do you agree to the interview?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell me your full name?
Dorothy Ann Johnson.
And what's your birthday?
2-1-1945.
And where did you grow up?
Marietta, Georgia.
What were your parents' names?
Dorothy Winfrey and Ernest Christian Jr.
And what did they do for a living?
My father worked at Lockheed, and my mother really, she worked at Dobbins, the, what you call it? That cafeteria like at Dobbins, mm-hmm. at the big bank. She worked there for a while. Then she was helped Dr. Whittleton a long time ago when she was younger. She just worked different little places, like she used to work on the poles. She did all that kind of stuff. So she was very active.
What did your dad do at Lockheed?
All I know is something about the planes. I really don't know, you know, what he did, but it was something about the planes. But he retired from Lockheed at 55 years old.
So he was there for most of his career.
Yeah.
And your mother, you mentioned she worked for Dr. Weddington. Mm-hmm. Do you recall what she did for him?
Well, she must have been something like a close assistant, because he taught her how to give shots and all that. So she did do things like that, because she used to give me a shot when I had a cold and stuff like that. So.
And can you tell me Dr. Weddington's full name and where his office was?
Oh, and it was on Lawrence Street. On Lawrence Street. Dr. Weddington. That's all I don't know his first name. It's just all I knew was Dr. Weddington.
And did he serve your family as a doctor?
Yeah, he served my mother and them, you know. And I was born in a house, so he wasn't here when I was born. Not when I first, he came here later home. And then my had sister Janice McCleskey, that was her daughter, you know. She was born, he was born, you know, with her.
And what part of Marietta did you live in as a child?
As a child, I lived in Louisville, which is across the track going toward, that's Louisville. You know where that is?
I do.
Okay.
Did your parents have a house in Louisville?
I lived with my grandparents for a long time because my mother had gotten sick when I was small, so I started being with my grandma and granddad. And, but my mother and them and my father lived on this side. They moved to Babbittstown, then they moved and bought the house right here on Shepherd Street.
Okay, and that's, you're talking about the brick house there on the corner?
It's wooden.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
Okay.
It's on this corner, but it used to be Shepherd Street, but now it's Woods Drive. That's what it is. But they live there, you know, basically even after I started going to private school, that's where they were living, you know. So they lived there until I'm married and divorced, and my dad had built me this house.
Okay. So how long then did you live with your grandparents?
Let's see, off and on, probably, because I must basically live with them all the time, you know. And I was so close to them after my mother got sick. They say I cried for my grandparents. So she let them, you know, just about keep me. But I was in private schools because my mother wanted me to go to private school and I wanted to go. So I was there them 4 years, you know, but I would come home and stuff like that for the summer, mm-hmm. things like that.
And was this your mother's parents or your father's parents?
Father's parents.
And what were their names, may I ask?
And it's Sorrells and Lynn Sorrells, S-O-R-R-E-L-L-S.
And what did they do for a living?
My grandmother was just a housewife, and my granddaddy was a professional tree cutter. He cut down big old trees in people's yard and stuff like that. That was his whole thing. That's what he did. Okay. Until he retired.
So at that time when you were a child, this is the late 40s, 1950s, what was your community like?
Well, with me, it was wonderful because, you know, that's all I knew was my little community. And my family, everybody knew each other. You know, my granddaddy was well liked. You know, he was kind of on the mean side, so didn't nobody mess with him. Special boys didn't mess with my granddaddy. And my grandma was just always quiet, and you know, both of them went to church. They went to different churches, though. My granddaddy used to go to Cold Street, right? And my grandmother went in Batterstown at Hosley Chapel, that church down there. But it was just a little fun family.
Why did they go to separate churches?
I don't know. I think, probably when they first met, I guess my granddaddy was going to Cold Street, and my grandmother, all her people more or less went to Hosley Chapel. So I guess that's when they never did just... One was a Methodist and one was a Baptist, so they just let that, you know.
And did you go to one or the other?
I go to Hosley Chapel. That's where I went with my grandmother for a long time, yeah.
Did your parents go to church?
Yes, my mother and my daddy both went to Hosley Chapel. Mm-hmm.
Did your parents take part, or did your family take part in any social events in the area?
Yes, all the time. And then, you know, like the Marietta Homecoming. Have you heard about that?
Tell me about
people hear about the Marietta Homecoming. Well, it wasn't people just from Lemon Street. I think it started out saying Lemon Street Homecoming, but basically it was people older than me that had never went to Lemon Street. They went to, I've forgotten the name of that school, that it's not here anymore. My mother and them old went there. And Mr. Scott, he would know about it. He definitely would know about it. And Miss Jenny Hill, she would know about it because she was on that committee too. But it was nice. They would have a homecoming every year. They have a banquet, a picnic, and they still do. They do it now about every 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's something just really recognizing people that lived in Marietta. That's basically.
Was that the, are you referring to the high school that was torn down?
Well, but it wasn't the high school. It really wasn't the high school. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of the name of that school. If you talk to anybody older, they'll remember it. I can't remember right now. But my mother's sister went there. All of them went there, and they were all on that committee, you know, because 11th Street started getting into it later on, you know, the people like Priscilla, myself, we all start joining and helping out, and then I think they start calling it the Lemon Street Homecoming, but that wasn't where it started out, basically, you know.
What is Priscilla's name?
Slade. I think you went to talk to her. Priscilla Stiles or Slade.
Okay.
You went to, is she?
I need to get her contact information from you.
Yeah, I got her number.
I haven't spoken with her yet. Where did your family shop for clothes and groceries and things?
Well, basically, they probably shopped for clothes on the square, you know, Joann's and places like that when it was back there a long time ago. Joann's been on that square. But grocery-wise, I think that's been so long ago, I don't know I can't remember what the grocery stores were then, because they're not here now, you know, so.
Did you go on the square?
Yeah, I would go up there and shop. Mm-hmm. I would go on the square.
What were your interactions with white people at the time?
I really never had no trouble, you know. I do remember McClellan's, and we would have to stand at the counter and order and, you know, leave. But I never had no problem with nobody. Then when we went to the picture show, the Strand Theater, we had to sit up in the balcony. That's where we sit, you know.
And how would you enter the building?
From that side door. Where they still got a side door.
Did your parents ever comment on that, or were you conscious of the difference?
You know, not a whole lot then. Mm-mm, not a whole lot. We just, I guess, at that time, but by your parents not really. Back then, they didn't demonstrate or they didn't do none of that, you know, so we just accepted whatever it was.
Did you ever go down to Atlanta or go to other places?
Yeah, I would go with my parents. You know, they went to, you know, different things in Atlanta. But we had a lot of people in Atlanta too, so we would go visit, you know, like that. But as far as going to shows or something like that, Fox Theater, no, we didn't go to that. I was grown. I was grown when we started going down.
But
my mother was active in things like the Eastern Star. My dad was, I'm going to say it in a minute, Mason. He was high in the Mason. And they were active about things like that.
So what age were you when you started school?
To my elementary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had to have been six. Yeah, we started at six, first grade.
So what school did you start out in?
Lemon Street Elementary.
And was this the building that's there now?
Mm-hmm.
The brick building?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you were starting, you need to answer.
If it ain't no income, that's St. Jude's.
You were starting right about the time it was built, because it was built in 1951.
That would have made me six, yeah.
Yeah, so
I was born in 45.
How did it appear to you when you were first going there?
Well, it was a nice school. You know, I could tell that you could tell it was brand new, you know, you could tell that. But I liked it. I liked all my teachers and everything, so never had any problem. Then my sixth grade year, they built that annex in the back of that, and that's where I went. My teacher was Mr. Calhoun. I remember him.
Could you describe sort of a typical day? Like, how would you get to school?
Well, by me living in Louisville, my granddaddy would drop me off at school, because we didn't have no bus to come pick you up or nothing. So they would drop me off and come pick me up, because I lived over in Louisville, so it was too far for me to walk by myself, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was about it then.
What was the sort of layout? I mean, I've been in the building, but I'd love to hear your description of the layout of the building and a typical day.
As you come in the door, it was the office was on, I think, the left-hand side. And you just go on down to each, down to the left, and you turn into different classrooms, you know. And we used to go out to recess a lot, you know, in the back, and go to recess. That was before they built the annex, you know, because the annex hadn't always been there. So.
And you mentioned Mr. Calhoun. Who were some of your other teachers?
First grade, I had a teacher named Miss Edwards. Second grade was a lady named Miss Edwards, but they were different people. One of them was tall, and one of them was short, and I thought she was so pretty. She had pretty mixed gray hair. I just loved her to death. And then Miss Jackson was my third grade teacher. And I was trying to thank my fourth grade teacher, but for some reason, I can't remember her. But my fifth grade was Miss Candy, a lady named Miss Candy. I don't know why I can't remember that fourth grade teacher.
What subjects did you learn?
Oh, we all had math, reading, English. History, geography, stuff like that. Yes.
And what kind of
art
materials did you use?
The tablets, the old tablets that they don't even use anymore. They were the old tablets. So.
Did you have textbooks?
Yeah, we had textbooks. They were old textbooks, but we had them. You know. They used textbooks, you know.
Right. Were and as an elementary school student, were you involved in any extracurricular stuff outside of the classroom?
No, I wasn't. I was kind of shy, like I didn't participate too much. I was more or less kind of in with it.
Who were some of your friends at that time?
Well, back then, it was like, I don't even remember. Well, I know Tommy, I knew Tommy and Priscilla. That was all my friends. And a girl named Martha Florence. We were close, and Isla Sexton, Cassandra Sexton, they were sisters. We were all going to the same schools, you know. And guys like Richard Ragland, I was very close. We were very close, like brothers and sisters, really. And we grew up together, because he didn't go to private school, but at least we were close when I got back to Lemon Street. And let's see who else I was close to. A boy named David Watts. I was just close to a lot of people from Powder Springs, different ones. I was friendly, but I wasn't no person to go get into like basketball. I never wanted to play basketball because I just didn't think that was me. But I would participate in like the they have talent night or something like that. Priscilla would always try to get us together and do some kind of dance or something, you know. And a girl named Isla Jones, I was close to her too because she lived in Louisville with me.
And you mentioned that there were the sort of public housing projects in and around the area, that some of those, that's where a lot of students were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are no longer here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them gone, period. And then the rest of them was, you know, bust out, or not bust out, but they had vouchers to move different places. So you don't even know where they are. You know, you don't know where nobody is now.
And how many years did you go before you left for private school?
I went from Lemon Street my first grade to my sixth grade.
Okay.
And then I went to private school my seventh grade to the tenth grade.
Okay, and so that sixth grade year you were in the annex, you did not go across the street until you came back for 11th grade.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about the private school. How did you become aware of that and want to go there? What motivated you?
Well, I guess, you know, I really don't know how it really started. All I know is there was a lot of people from this Marietta going to private schools. So I asked my mom, I said, can I go to private school too? And she just said, well, do you think you'll like it? You ain't never been away from home like that. And I said, well, I just like to try it. I just wanted to go get everybody else was going. You know how that is. And then I did like it fine. I liked it all right. But my 11th grade year, that was a part of your grade. You'd have to get up and speak in front of the gym, the audience. And I knew I couldn't do it because I was very shy. And I just felt like I would have fainted up there. So I asked my mother, Mama, can I come back to Lemon Street? She didn't know why I was saying it, but I finally told her, I can't do that. I can't get up and make a speech up and then sit up there and present it. I couldn't do it. And she just let me come on back. She did. She let me come on back.
So where was the private school?
Boggs Academy. Boggs Academy. It's in Keysville, Georgia. That was the name of it, Boggs Academy.
Can you spell that?
B-O-G-G-S.
Okay.
Academy.
And how far is that from here?
Now that I don't know. You don't know what Keysville is? You never heard of
it? Well, I can look it up.
Keysville and Renz, Georgia. But I'm sure it was about three hours at least.
Okay.
3 or 4 hours, I'm sure.
And who ran that private school?
It was ran by the Presbyterians, but I don't know what. But his, what was that teacher's name? I mean, the principal, what was his name? Mr. Stinson? I think it was. It was either Stinson, I think that was his name, Mr. Stinson. And that actually, to me, favored my granddaddy. But he ran it, but I think the Presbyterian Church, it was that school, I think. And I'm trying to think of somebody that's still living that you could ask about that, too. Because they were down there. Everybody just about, trying to think. Well, I know a guy named William Head. Now, he graduated from there because, like I said, he was from Marietta. And before he went there, he did go to elementary here in Marietta. But he lives on Edwards Drive, William Head. And he lives on Edwards Drive now. But he definitely, because he graduated from there. He definitely did. And the other people that I know, that they either not here, they moved away, or they died. I just can't think of nobody else right now, not right offhand.
Was it the families who sent their children there, did they have more money than other people in the community?
I don't necessarily think so. I don't know. None of us was considered rich, you know. No, nothing like that. But I guess at the time, they could just afford it. You know, they could afford it for some reason. I don't know.
Do you know how much the cost was? And I assume it was an all black private school.
Yeah, at that time it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was all black then.
Did you have
It turned over now. White people, after I had moved away and come out, white people were going there too. So.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
Your own clothes.
You lived there all the time,
mm-hmm.
and there were dormitories.
Right.
Okay. How big was the campus, and how many buildings?
It was pretty big because it had a lot of farmland on it. We didn't have to do nothing for as farmland. We had our duty work. Like some people have to clean the bathrooms before going to school, or they have to work in the kitchen or whatever. And I always have to clean the bathroom. You know. I never worked in the kitchen or nothing.
You get an educated in there. okay, you mentioned the speech and not wanting to do the speech.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it.
Okay, so that got you back here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when you came back, did you just slip back right back in? Or
it wasn't no problem because, see, like I said, I was home every Christmas, every holiday. So I was always around and go to, you know, like when I come here, if basketball season was in or football season, I would always go. So I was always around the people that I grew up with, you know. So it wasn't no problem. Only thing about, I was caught up with everything, but they noticed that my 11th grade year that I hadn't had the history that needed to graduate here. So I had to take American history and world history, you know. In 1 year, I had to do that. But Mr. Scott taught me both of them, so he was, you know, real sweet.
And can you describe Mr. Scott as a teacher?
He was a very good teacher. Very good teacher. I loved him, and he was a very good teacher. And he loved history. He loved it. He loved it.
So, you spent the last 2 years then, 11th and 12th grade, at Lemon Street High. Can you tell me about that building, your memories of the building that's no longer there?
No, it's no longer there, but let me see, I'm trying to think now. Most of them, when you walk in, you're on the floor where the office is, so I think it was on the left too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. And it wasn't, and they had a big old yard where we go have recess outside. That's probably where that annex and all that is now. That was where we had recessing. And they had a big field. We had football games and all that, you know. It was a nice school. They kept it clean. They had a nice gym. It was real nice.
Did you do any sports?
At Balls Academy, I ran track for 1 year. I ran track. And when I came back up here, somebody told my teacher, Miss Jenkins, she was like a, what you call it, athletic teacher or something. And she said, she didn't really know me, but because she come there after I had left. And she said, I heard you ran track, you know. You want to run track for us? And I said, no, I don't want to run no more. But she couldn't understand why I didn't want to run it, but I just, down there I was all right running. Up, like I said, I was shy. I probably just didn't want to be in front of my people up here and run, so I wouldn't do it.
Did you go to the football games? And?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go to football games, and I was a majorette in the sixth grade. I was a little majorette in the sixth grade. I did do that for that year, and then I went on to Boss Academy. But my mama would be wanting me to do that stuff. My mama got me into that majorette and stuff. I didn't care about all that stuff.
Where was the football field at that time?
The football field was, well, you know where the annex is? It was probably, no, but it's up this way more. So let me see what's sitting in there. Ain't nothing sitting there. It's just an open field. It's you know where the homes are down there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still some space right in there. That's where the Merritt High was. And the football field would have been right there by the annex down there.
Okay. Did, what were the football games like? Describe
They had a wonderful, we've had some talent. I don't know why people haven't talked to you about that. They've had some talent come out of Marietta. Boys could play some football, and they would go on to start school, I mean, or college, you know, but like, I guess I don't know what. Now, like Jackie Minifee, you need to be talking to Priscilla about that, because she had a baby by Jackie Minifee. And he went on to pro. But I don't know what happened to him, but his eye got put out, I don't know. But anyway, he had to come back. And you know Dale Ellis from Marietta? Now, he didn't, I don't think Dale went to, no, he didn't go to Number Street, but he was from Marietta. And Roosevelt Phillip went to Marietta, I mean, Number Street High. He did. He was a good football player. They just had Cecil Blount, the one Tommy was talking about. He was a very good. They just had a lot of talent come from Marietta. They really did, as far as sports is concerned.
Did you date in high school?
A little, on and off. Yeah, a little. Not much. Not much.
How did your parents feel about you dating?
My mother, was a little more lenient than my dad. You know, my dad was like, he just didn't think that, you know, boys was, I wasn't ready for boys back then. He wasn't ready to see me with no boys back then, so. But, and then if you did date, you didn't have no car or nothing. All you could do is just go walk to the park or, you know,
yeah.
Go to the movies or something like that. But it wasn't that often.
Tell me about Miss Lemon Street.
Well, that was just a thing that they had every year, like during the homecoming. They always crowned Miss Homecoming, and by Miss Number Street being the school name, they would have somebody to run for that. And there again, my mother wanted me to run for that, you know, so I did. They would raise money and stuff for it. Whoever probably had the most money, that's who won, I think. That's what it was, if I remember correctly. And I did win that. And Miss Homecoming, I think they did the same thing. I think a girl named Gloria Kite won the year I was Miss Lemon Street. And she lived in Smyrna, Gloria Kite.
Was the Miss Lemon Street competition outside of school? Or
no, it was all involved in school. Yeah, we'd have a parade and you'd be, you know, like that. Everything was on that field, you know, like May Day and all that. It was all on the football field and stuff. So.
And where was the parade?
They would go up like on the square and come back around.
And is Miss Lemon Street, did you ride in the parade?
Yeah, you would ride. Yeah, we rode in the parade.
What did you wear for the ceremony?
I remember I had to wear a blue evening gown. I do remember that, not only necessarily blue, but I did have a blue evening gown. I do remember that.
How did you raise the money?
Oh, I did. I had to wear, I forgot. Oh, my mama, tell me how I raised it. I didn't raise it. My mama raised it. But I'm talking about my attire. She bought it, and then I was in home economics class, so I made my outfit for the parade, you know, it was a blue suit with a white collar. I remember that.
And that's the colors.
That would be in that book if you got it from Tommy, that yearbook.
Okay.
All that's in there. You'll see it. Macy's.
They're ringing you today.
This phone is, I told you, this Macy's. But what I know about Macy's.
And those were, that blue and white was mm-hmm. the school colors.
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty blue suit with a white fur, like, that I made it. Well, my teacher really helped me make it, you know, but it was wearable.
let's sort of, I'm going to finish out your time at the high school. What kind of a student were you in terms of grades?
I guess maybe a little above average, because I feel like I could have probably done even better. You know, I don't blame my mother and them, well, let my grandma and them keep me, but I was spoiled. And they didn't make me do nothing. I'm just going to tell you, they didn't make me do nothing that I didn't want to do. Yeah, but every time they would try to let me stay with my mom and them, they say I just cried, just wouldn't. She just said, well, just let them keep her, you know. But they were always there. Every Sunday they were down there eating with my grandmama when we lived down on the other end of Number Street. They were down there every Sunday eating dinner and everything. So it wasn't like I didn't know them, you know. Very seldom would I come up here and spend the night with them. Every now and then, when I come from Balls Academy, I would bring a girlfriend home with me or whatever, you know. And she would stay up here with me. We would stay with my mama then, you know. And she would be happy because I would stay with her. Because her house looked better, you know. My grandma had old stuff, you know, so I would never come up here with her. And her name, she was from Florida, at Delray Beach. Apparently, she was always from Delray Beach. We had people down there from New York, everywhere at Balls Academy. But her mother talked to my mother, and she let her come up and spend the Easter with me.
Mm-hmm. So when you graduated, what were your goals for after high school?
Well, I went to Tuskegee. I did go to Tuskegee a year.
How did you choose Tuskegee?
A friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine that was going to Tuskegee, I think she talked to my mom and said, why don't you let her come down here, you know. I didn't know nothing about Tuskegee. But anyway, that's where I ended up going, you know. But I don't know why I couldn't, look like I just couldn't adjust to it. I just, I don't know. And I should have been used to not being at home because I was at Balls Academy, but I just couldn't adjust to being down. And then one bad incident, I remember we were coming from a movie and a boy had got on campus and either his girlfriend or his wife or whatever he must have heard something bad about. He came on there with a gun and running everybody every which way, and I went over some bushes trying to get away. Well, he went at me, but I'm running too, you know. That was scary. I was about ready to come on in. But anyway, did nobody get hurt, but he was just saying, but y'all running for him, running at y'all, you know, but said he had a gun.
Why do you think he was coming on campus?
He was coming on campus because he was looking for his girlfriend, a wife. I don't know. You know, a lot of people are married and whatever. But he was looking for one of the ladies, you know. But I don't know if he saw, but when everybody saw the gun, you know, they panicked. Everybody just started running. I saw everybody else running. I saw him, and I ran over into some bushes, a stick up around everything. I was, oh, Lord.
And was that, like, within the first semester there?
Yeah. Yes.
What were you planning to major in when you were there?
I hadn't made up my mind at that little time. I hadn't made up my mind what I really wanted to do, because I know I didn't want to be no teacher. That's not me. I didn't want to be no teacher. Like, probably would end up in some kind of a medical field or something, because that's what I, after I come back here, you know, after I graduated and everything and came back after that year at Tuskegee, I started, you know, just basically trying to do just jobs, just anything to make money, you know. And then by the next year, I was getting married. Boy, that was a trip.
So when you came back, who did you live with?
I still live with my grandma. Mm-hmm.
And you were looking for jobs? And
yeah, just little penny-handed jobs. I had, one time I worked at a dispatcher at one of the cab places right here off of Reesby Street. It was mm-hmm. a cab place right there. And Mr. John Henry would ran, and he let me be a dispatcher there for a while, you know. But and then the next year, I think that's when I met my husband, and we got married.
What was your husband's name?
Robert L. Johnson. You know, the pastor at Zion Baptist Church, Reverend Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's been there forever. Well, that was his father, and that's when we met, and we just got married. And out of that marriage, I had 5 children, 4 boys and 1 girl. And we moved to Atlanta when we got married, and we stayed together 12 years. We stayed together 12 years. And then I come back to Marietta, because I didn't want to raise my children in Atlanta. I never really liked it. I never felt comfortable because I was always scary. And he was a policeman. He started out being a police, and then he was a GBI agent. And he ended up being on the railroad. He worked for the railroad, police on the railroad. But like I said, we came back to Marietta. That's where I raised my children. 4 boys and 1 girl.
Where did you live in Atlanta?
Actually, oh Lord, what did we do? We were like gypsies. We lived a good many places. But the last place I lived was right off Cascade on Rogers Avenue. We had bought a house, and we moved off Cascade on Rogers Avenue. That was my last place of living there.
Where was he a policeman? What?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta. Then he joined, well, you know what the GBI is.
Yeah.
So that's what he did after he left Atlanta City.
And when you came back here, did you bring your children with you to here in Marietta?
Oh, yes.
And where did you live when you first came back?
Actually, let me see now, where did I live? Actually, Zion Church had a parsonage, like a house that they rented out. And we moved there, me and my children. My grandmama also lived up down across the street anyway. We lived on Number Street. And she lived, that's where I was raised up like. But anyway, we moved in that parsonage. And after that, my daddy had started trying to get this house built for me. He had started having this house built. And as soon as they got through, we moved here.
Did you live in the parsonage for Zion?
Mm-hmm.
Was that?
Not the parsonage, but they had the parsonage was still there, the old parsonage, which was a house too. But they kept that for Zion people, to, you know, whatever they do on Sunday when they go to the park. But they had a house on the left-hand side, and they rented it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we rented it, and that's where we stayed with my children.
May I ask if that had anything to do with your husband's father?
Reverend Johnson.
Was he the reverend at that time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So was that renting that house from Zion, was that connected with your ex-husband being his son, or...
Well, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think it's just the fact that whoever was doing the renting of the house, it wasn't the preacher, no. I've forgotten the name of, but it was somebody in the church. Mm-hmm. But, you know, by me knowing everybody in Marietta, they knew me anyway, so. But, like I said, we stayed there until my daddy got through with this house.
And where did your children go to school?
Marietta High. Mm-hmm. They went, well, you know, they graduated from Marietta High, but they went to Park Street. They went to, what is that school? Lockheed. Yeah, where the Board of Education is now, mm-hmm. over there. Lockheed? That was Lockheed, I think. And I guess that was the two places they went.
And where do they live now, your children?
My son, my oldest son, he just now moved to South Carolina. His job and his wife both had got a job there, and they moved there last year. They just now moved. That's Bob. He's the oldest. And my daughter, she lives in Douglasville now. And my baby son, which is Reginald, he's also a police on the railroad. He's doing real good. And he lives here in Marietta. And Randall, my third son, he lives in Marietta. Yeah. And Rodney lives in Atworth.
So they're all R's?
R-L. They,
Robert, Reginald, Randall.
They're dead and named them R-L-J, all of them. I didn't have nothing to say.
Did you name your daughter?
Raquel, I forgot. Raquel live in Douglasville. And then all my great-grandbabies, and I got 14 grandchildren, 13 great-grand.
Wow.
All of them be Ariel, but one.
You're going to run out of our names.
And then, well, I'm already out of it, because I can't remember. You know, I be calling my name, and then they say, Mama, I'm not. I said, well, you know who I'm talking to. That's what you have to tell them.
So, just to finish up, can you tell me a little bit about how this community, which you've lived here a good deal of your life,
mm-hmm.
How has it changed since you were a child?
Well, it's most of the people that's around here, I never did, even though I lived up in this area, I never knew a lot of people, like my half-sister and them did. I don't know if they were nosy or what, but I never did try to know older people like they did. They knew everybody. I would just know the people that's closer to me, you know, that live right here, like the Goldbergs, Grady's, Captain Grady and them, you know. She had a beautician house right there on the street. And Harriet Carter, I knew them a lot. Miss Carter, she was a French teacher, too. She taught me in school. Taught me French. But wait, let me ask this because it's my daughter. Hey, Kel. Talking to the guy that was interviewing me about Lemon Street, so I have to call you back.
Oh, you
know, no, he's here.
Oh, okay.
Bye. She works for AT&T.
Why do you think the history of Lemon Street matters so much to people in the area and elsewhere?
Well, I could see how it would matter, but I just always thought it should have been done a long time ago. They waited till everybody deceased or gone or whatever, forgot, you know, before it happened. Care what you want? Huh? Kel, I have all the information that I can give. The only thing I can give is stuff on top of my head. Do you have some work to do? Yeah, Kel, yeah, I know. Yeah, okay, bye-bye. She want to know, do I have your information to know you or who you are? Because my son, Reggie, the one that's at the railroad, told her to check in on me because I was having an interview. That's what I have to deal with.
I give you my card.
That's what I have to deal with.
Well, they're just watching out for their mother. Oh. That's a good thing.
It's changed a lot because, I mean, like I said, the people that I did know, they was right here in this area, you know, close by. And I don't want to answer that. And you know about the swimming pool. We used to have a swimming pool right down here where the city police department thing is now. See, that was a swimming pool. That was the only pool we used to go to, you know, it was run by Miss Porter. Her name was Miss Elizabeth Porter. And that was just a wonderful thing that we have, and now they don't have it anymore. And we start going to the one over by Mayrata High. What was it? Brombie?
Mm-hmm.
Brombie? They tore that down. So, and I don't know why they thought this was going to be something special now that they put Elizabeth Porter over here. That little play area they got over there with the water, but it's not a swimming pool over there. It's just water sprinklers there. I didn't see really the sense in that, but anyway.
Are you a swimmer?
Mm-mm.
So would you take your kids down there? Or?
I've carried my grandchildren. Talking about down here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I didn't have kids then when that swimming pool was all there.
Okay.
But I have carried my great-grandchildren over here, but, you know. But it just ain't that much to me.
Would you
it's
like
nothing
that?
For them to be done.
Say,
it's just nothing like for them to really do, but it just... I don't know.
Well, would you like to add anything else today, Ms. Johnson?
Well, I can't think of nothing. No, I really, really, really can't think of nothing.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Okay, I appreciate you.